Microphone, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation would like to associate itself with the expressions of praise to the chair and the efforts made with the co-facilitators in New York and in Geneva. It's clear that we face a very worrying international situation characterized by humanitarian crises which are long and which affect a huge number of humans as never before. As the Secretary General's report said, in 2018, humanitarian response reached about 100 million people. The financial needs are $25 billion, and they're in, we see this in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and Caribbean. Although we've made progress in terms of prevention, unfortunately, disasters continue to occur. In 2018, damage affected 65.6 million people. Evidence shows that the climate change has an impact on the frequency and intensity of meteorological phenomena, and at the same time, it can exacerbate conflicts and accelerate the displacement of persons and food insecurity. This year, we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions. We should recognize the relevance of this legal framework, which is very basic and which has saved lives and alleviated the suffering of thousands of people. International humanitarian law is a symbol of hope and of humankind or humanity. We have to ensure that it's fully instrumented and reflect on its limitations. As we do this, we have to remember that there are the new realities of armed conflicts, including urban contexts, the impact of technological development, and the emergence of new actors, among others. Facing a complex international migration situation, it's crucial to strengthen the humanitarian response to ensure protection and assistance for migrants and refugees who require this assistance, and to be able to because they're facing threats which increase their vulnerability or put their lives and safety at risk, as are the armed conflicts and the disasters. At the same time, comprehensive management of the migration phenomenon requires a preventive focus based on pooling major synergy, and the Global Compact on Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration and the Global Compact for Refugees reflect the commitment of states on these priorities. It's making sure it's in line with the various global and important instruments and agendas will make it possible to orient, plan, and actually deliver comprehensive actions over the short, medium, and long term to have better governance of migration. In this complex situation, Mexico, through within its possibilities and through various organizations and programs of the United Nations, has contributed over the course of the last few years with funds to attend to the most pressing needs of the people, of the population, in particular vulnerable groups such as refugees and children in Afghanistan, Burundi, Lebanon, Jordan, Nigeria, Palestine, Syria, and Turkey. At the sub-regional level, Mexico is facing enormous challenges because it has to face unusual flows of migrants. Our response is based on the need to attend to the structural causes of migration, international cooperation, and respect for human rights. That is why we have the Comprehensive Development Plan, which was developed by CEPAL, with Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, surrounding four pillars: economic development, social well-being, environmental sustainability, and integral management of the migration cycle in a safe situation. Also, Mexico, as a co-leader of the Infrastructure Cities and Action Coalition, heading towards the climate summit in September 2019, promotes the subnational mobilization towards urban development. Above all, we hope that these discussions have been useful to reaffirm the conviction that solidarity and cooperation, but also the human approach and an inclusive dialogue, are the only tools that will make it possible for us